one and at first and third. Rasher's fastball is low outside, ball one, and Joe Page is up again. He's, what is it they used to say, as sure as death and taxes? Well, you might say, as far as the Yankees are concerned, as sure as death, taxes, and Page. Robinson takes a call strike, fastball over. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and third, one out, last of the seventh. Outfield round toward left. Throw, swung on, hit foul outside first base. That's one and two. One ball, two strikes. I guess at a time like this that Casey Stengel remains a little itchy because he's seen big leads evaporate. Everybody, of course, knows that at one time in the World Series, the Athletics came up with 10 runs in one inning. That's what makes baseball the interesting, charming, irresistible sport that it is its consistent uncertainty, complete unpredictability. So, you play them out to the end and see what happens. That's what we're doing. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on. There's a high fly ball into left field. Woodling's under it. It's an easy chance for him. Jorgensen tags at third. There's the catch. Jorgensen comes on in and scores. And Henrik, the first baseman. No, that's Brown. Cut the ball off in front of Henrik. And this holds Snyder at first base. So it's a 10-3 ball game. Fly ball to left field. High. Deep enough, but not too well tagged. And Jorgensen scores. 10-3. Stengel, of course, going just as far as he can with Rashi. He wants him to finish. Gene Hermansky, who singled in the run in the sixth inning for the Dodgers, their second tally, comes up. The Yankees, who are now moving oh so close, to the big stake. The pennant races were bitter, right down to the last day. Now the Yankees trying to decide the series. Hermansky takes a curve that hangs outside to him. Right-hand pitcher working to a left-hand batter. Gene asked to have the ball examined, so Fed umpire Cal Hubbard orders it brought to him for an inspection. And he takes it out. Apparently it had some dirt spot on it. If there is anything that has changed the play of baseball, it has been the baseball itself. And not only the construction of the baseball, but the fact that a new ball is constantly being used. The old days, they'd just play with a ball all afternoon. Hermansky takes a pitch high, ball two. Back before 1920, for example, the pitcher could do anything with the ball he wanted to. And some of them did some fearful things. Today, a pitcher has to make every pitch good. 2-0 pitch. Low outside, ball three. Two balls, no strikes, and there's Stengel just mucking around. It's a 10-3 Yankee lead, but Mr. Stengel is not comfortable. He's been in this game a long time and in this ballpark in Brooklyn a long time. Rashi seems to be quite tired. He's forcing himself. Paul Miller gets up to start throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen. Pitch. Low for ball four, and Hermansky draws a base on ball. Two out, he takes first to Snyder, moves over to second base. Walk number four off Rashi, and all four walks have come in the last two innings, sixth and seventh. Well, there is Stengel, standing in front of the Yankee bench. Boy, what a year he's had, huh? What a year. Never got very far. Managing in the major leagues at Brooklyn, at Boston. He never had very good ball players. He was given some ball players this year, and he's really come through. Now the batter is Hodges, 10-3, favor New York. Rashi misses just outside, by no more than the width of a Gillette blue blade, but that's wide enough. Ball one. Hodges has 1-3. Outfield run toward left. Attend a minute. Very tall, going down in the right field corner for Brooklyn. Page is already warmed up. He's just watching for the Yankees. There's a fastball over, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rashi is weary. but he wants to go. You have a feeling, however, the next thing that happens to him, he's out. 21 pitch, swung on, there's a high fly ball, deep in the left field, way back in the left field. It is in there for a home run, and it's a 10-6 ball game. Singles going to the mound, and Rash is coming out. Rashi, there he goes, a big sweat-stained figure with his head down, walking into the Yankee bench. Stengel is out at the mound, holding the ball, talking to Barra, and Joe Page is coming on. And the Dodgers, who die hard, are still alive, and it's a 10-6 ball game. There's Joe Page, the master relief pitcher of his era. Page coming out to the mound. Well, Big Hodges hit a three-run home run. Stengel waiting on the mound to hand the ball to Page. Brackley is scheduled to hit first, but it will probably be a pinch hitter. Brackley's a left-hand batter, and Page is a left-hander. I see Louis Olmo going over to the Brooklyn batting cage. Apparently, he's going to get a stick and hit. At least he hadn't picked up a bat as yet. Page has been officially announced. Well, while we have the opportunity, Page taking over at the mound. It's a 10-6 game in favor of New York. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hear the World Series exclusively over WOR. See it on WOR TV, Channel 9. WOR and WOR FM, New York.
So far, Manager Shotton has not picked up his pinch hitter as yet. Ralph Branca gets his glove, and the big pitcher wears number 13 is going down the bullpen along with Bruce Edwards to throw with Paul Minna. It's a 10-6 ball game, and Louis Olmo will be the pinch hitter. Well, Mel, you've been watching Rashi all year. He got pretty tired, didn't he?
It was obvious he was quite tired. He's the fellow that we wondered about at the very beginning of the game. The two-day rest proposition with him, though he's a big fella and he is strong, yet he doesn't particularly care for the warm weather. He's always a better pitcher in cooler weather. And he gave it all he had up to that seventh inning. He was tiring in the sixth, and I think Casey Stengel's idea there was to try and get as far as he could with him so that he would not have to work Joe Page any longer than he would have to, because Joe's worked quite a lot in the series.
Well, so the Dodgers caught up with Rashi, and he's gone. And now Louis Olmo's coming up as the pinch hitter against Joe Page. The last time they met, Olmo hit him for a home run. So Page takes over. The Dodgers, who were behind 10-1, now moved up to where it's 10-6. As they pass the ball right in there for a called strike, as the big, better-than-6-foot left-hander, Joe Page, takes over. This is the third time that Page is the lead. Page relieved Tommy Byrne, you know. Did a tremendous job in game three. Winning pitcher. Almost swings at a high foul back of the Brooklyn bench. Coming down in the spectators. Out of play. No balls, two strikes. Omo, right-hand hitter. Sends deep back in the box. Over the close stance. So the park is buzzing again. Page delivers. There's a swing and a miss for strike three, and he comes on and strikes out Olmo on three straight pitches. So that closes matters in the last half of the seventh. And in the last of the seventh inning, for the Dodgers, four runs, an inning which was featured by Gil Hodges' home run with two on. Two hits. The other two men that got on were bases on balls. So at the end of seven, to check totals, 10 runs, Nine hits, 1 error for New York. Six runs, nine hits and 2 errors for Brooklyn. All runs in the ballgame are earned. Omo, who hit for left fielder Rackley, has just been announced as going out into left field. Ball game, 2.5 hours old. Ready to move now into the eighth inning. In case you're wondering what would happen should a ball game, which started at 2 o'clock on Sunday, here this late in the year in the fall, should it be an extremely long game and run into darkness, would they call it? Well, Commissioner Chandler decided that if necessary, because there are lights in both parks, the lights would be turned on. The game would go ahead. However, on Sunday, they could only play until 7 o'clock. They did have to turn the lights on. The most runs ever scored by both clubs in a total World Series game, 22, in case you're wondering about that. There have been 16 so far in this one. They're divided with the Yankees 10 and the Dodgers 6. Now we'll see what happens. The eighth inning, and it is Tommy Henrick who has one hit today. Single his last time up. Right-hander Palika delivers, and Henrick swings and drills the ball to right center field. Snyder going over and makes a fine catch of it. What a day he's had. He's still got the ball. Art Cascarella ran all the way until he saw Snyder was back on his feet before he was called out. Snyder going into right center field. Turned a complete somersault. He just tumbled over and over after he caught the ball. And umpire Passarello is going to make sure before he signaled out. That's the third fine catch for Snyder. Two of them off DiMaggio, as Mel Allen told you earlier in the ballgame. Barra steps in and takes a call strike. Nothing in one. There's a pitch high outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Yankees 10, the Dodgers 6. And the place is alive, vibrantly so, once again. Pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball into deep right center field. Snyder back all against the concrete makes the catch. 376 feet away, and Barra is retired. So, two men are gone. Two up, two out, top of the eighth. And here is DiMaggio, the jolter. Jolted one in the fourth inning. His second series hit and his first solid one, a home run. Right-hand batter, as you know, outfield deep, round toward left. Palika pitches a fastball high inside, ball one. The two Brooklyn pitchers in the bullpen, Branker and Minna, continue working. DiMaggio takes a fastball over for a call strike above the knees. For the Dodgers in the last of the eighth inning, it'll be Campanella, the catcher, who hits eighth, and probably a pinch hitter in the top of the order. 1-1 pitch. Low outside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. 2-1. Ball game that was 10-1 is now 10-6. Favor New York. Two out for the Yankees in the eighth. 2-1 pitch is a curve just missing high outside for ball three. And Palika turns his back. Walks to the back of the mound. He still has not turned around to accept the ball from Campanella. Now he does. 3-1. Three-one pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball in by the hand. DiMaggio taking his cut. 3-2. Campanella pumps the sign. Palika in response delivers. High inside for ball four, and DiMaggio walks. So Palika in his relief role retired the first five, and now walks DiMaggio. We have bases on balls. The Yankees have received 8 walks. The Dodgers have received 4. Great number of runs stem from the walks. Snyder has been very busy in center field. Mel just checked up. He looked back through his box score. Snyder's had 18 putouts so far in the series. The record in a 5-game series for center fielders, 20 by Earl Combs. Tommy Brown takes a curveball. Bobby Brown takes a curveball in there for a call strike. No balls, one strike. Bobby has had a single, walk, strikeout, and a triple. Brown gets in and sets at the plate. Felica puts his right foot on the slab. He's in pitching position. Delivers. DiMaggio breaks, and Brown hits the ball out into left field. She's in there for a base hit. It's a bounding ball that Ormo pulls down. DiMaggio holds on to second base. The throw goes into second. So, two men go on. A walk to Joe, and another base hit for Brown. Line single into left field. That ball almost had enough kangaroo in it to bounce up high over the left fielder. So for the Yankees, men at first and second. And stepping in is Gene Woodling. Yankees, who had a 9-run lead, are now reduced to a 4, and they'd like to have some of that big plus back again, all they can get. The Yankees, of course, trying to nail the series down. The Dodgers trying to remain alive. The matter is quite simple, very basic. Throw, swung on a high fly ball into left field, almost under it. And the left fielder takes it for the third out. And this is the first time that Woodling has been retired as a batter. So that's all for the bid in the top of the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, two men left. And with the Dodgers coming in for the last half of the eighth, the score remains the Yankees 10 and the Dodgers 6. Remember, men, look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Use Gillette blue blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. Roy Campanella stepping in to be the first batter last of the eighth inning, and Bruce Edwards, a stocky right-hand hitter, second-string catcher, is being brought in from the bullpen up to the bench, apparently to hit for Felica. However, let's wait developments and see. And Edwards comes up to the bench and is apparently instructed to notify the bullpen who they wish to have throwing, and Branca is ordered to stop throwing and Minna is to throw. Eddie Mixer's utility infielder gets a catch as Long goes down to the bullpen in place of Edwards. Page takes the sign, throws, Roy swings, a high, high pop fly. Let's see, the first baseman, Tommy Henrich, is under the ball, under it, he's got it, so one up and one gone. And Bruce Edwards walking up to pinch hit. This will be his second appearance. He ended game three as he looked to the third strike that Page threw past him.
For Brooklyn, number 10, Bruce Edwards, batting for Felica.
Edwards stepping in. Page trying to nail the World Championship down for the Yankees. Delivers, fastball swung on and missed. It was Page all summer long working for a pennant. What a job he did in the next to the last game to keep the Yankees alive in order for them to win Sunday. And now he's pitching for the big stick. Delivers. Fastball outside. Ball one. Oddly enough, it was Page in the seventh and deciding game between these two teams in 47 that held Brooklyn off and enable the Yankees to go ahead and win and clinch it. So he's being given a second chance to clinch it for his ball club. It's a rather appropriate honor. The games that he's saved, say nothing of those that he's won himself all season long. 21 pitch is swung on as a base hit into left field as the Dodgers remain going. Edwards a single into left, and he's on at first. So hit number one on Page, hit number 10 for the Dodgers. That's hit number 20 in the ball game. You can add them apparently correctly. And lead off for Pee Wee Reese, who is 2-for-4 today. Has 6 hits for 18 so far of the 5 games. Reese up. Yankees leading 10-6. Throw. Curve ball in there, good for a call strike. Reese, who is very good upon occasion at dropping a bunt for a base hit, bluffed that he would bunt. Page broke off the mound toward the plate. The third baseman, Brown, came rushing in. Mixis is being recalled to the bench in the bullpen. Minna is the pitcher up throwing. Apparently it will be Minna who will come on to relieve in the ninth inning. Big, tall, rangy left-hander.
Page checks first. Henrik is not on the bag. Reese swings and misses. Nothing in two. And judging from the way that Pee Wee moved his feet, he was trying to hit that ball on the right. Nothing in two. Edwards doesn't get off first very far. The percentage, of course, is for Henrik to be off the bag, and the first baseman is halfway between first base and his full fielding depth. Pitch is swung on, hit right back to the mound. Page is up with it. Throws down to second base to Rizzuto. One out to throw on to first base. Double play. And that ends the eighth inning. So a bounding ball is hit back to the pitcher, and Page knew what to do with it. Fired it back to shortstop Rizzuto, who then relayed it over to first baseman Tommy Henrik. And that took care of that. And for the Yankees, that gives them their fifth double play in the series. The Dodgers have had one. So at the end of 8-4 rounds, men are coming in from the bullpen, and the Yankees lead with Page trying to be the boy at the dike, 10-6. Folks, the popular Gillette Tech Razor with five Gillette Blue Blades for only 49 cents is a world-famous shaving bargain, believe me. This razor has one feature after another that makes shaving smooth and comfortable. It sets up stubble as a barber does. Holds the blade rigidly, eliminates edge vibration, protects you against nicks. For real shaving satisfaction at a rock-bottom price, get a Gillette Tech Razor.
Now pitching for Brooklyn, number 38, Paul Minner.
Paul Minner, the 17th Dodger to get into the ballgame, and the sixth pitcher comes onto the mound. The record for the most players in a World Series game by one team is 21. Correction, Miller is the 18th. 18th. So Miller comes on. For the Yankees, it will be Mapes, Coleman, and Page, the last third of the batting order in the top of the ninth. The Yankees got two runs off Barney, who walked the first two men that he faced early in the afternoon, about 2 hours and 45 minutes ago. Then Rex, in a pickoff attempt at second base, made a wild throw, and the runners each went up a notch. So a fly ball and a single got them in. Then the Yankees picked up three runs and got Barney out of there in the third inning. It continued at the expense of Jack Banner with single runs in the fourth and fifth, and got three runs off Erskine in the sixth inning. Hatton finally got them out. Palika held them. Men are now taking over. Meanwhile, the Yankees, who had been front running, just a moment, there is a consultation between the umpires and Commissioner Chandler, and the lights are going to be turned on. The lights are going to be turned on for the first time in a World Series ball game. Commissioner Chandler, who has handled the World Series so efficiently and so thoughtfully, now says that with the whole field in shadow, we'll pause until all the lights can be turned on. So, what the commission is doing is what baseball has been doing, is taking advantage of the benefits of science. So the lights are now being turned on, and this is an historic occasion. They were about to be turned on, oddly enough, in a Sunday game which went very long between the Yankees and the Dodgers in 1947. But the ball game happened to end. Had they gone another inning, the lights would have been turned on then. And as we told you earlier, the commissioner had said that he would turn the lights on if he felt it is necessary. So after a brief consultation with the plate umpire Cal Hubbard and Beans Redden, who is the senior umpire from the National League as far as years of work are concerned, the commissioner said, we'll hold up the ball game, let Minna throw a few more pitches, and get the lights turned on. So light tower after light tower are being turned on. So history is being made. The lights are being turned on. As we look at the clock on the scoreboard here at Brooklyn, it indicates roughly 10 minutes of 5 Eastern Standard Time. Were there no stands, they would not have had to turn the lights on. But with the sun setting behind the main stands, the whole field is completely in deep shadow. So the lights are being turned on. And it takes a little time to get them all turned on. In other words, there's no master switch that turns on all the light towers at one fell swoop. Now let's see, Mel, I see you've got the record book out. Is this game going to be a long game by time compared to some other World Series games?
No, Red, it's an approximation. Of course, a great deal happens. Depends on what happens here in the ninth inning. But the longest game by time, 3 hours and 28 minutes, the Tigers and Cubs in 1945, but that was an extra inning game, won 12 innings. The longest game by time for a nine-inning game is 3 hours and 19 minutes, the Dodgers and the Yankees in that very same game you were talking about a little while ago. And we've gone 2 hours and 45 minutes so far, so possibly could approach the record.
They say that everything happens at Brooklyn. Well, we've got the lights on for the first time in a World Series game. And now Minow makes his first pitch relieving in the ninth to Cliff Mapes, a left-hand hitter. And it is called strike. Minow, a left-hander. Mapes, a left-hand hitter. 0 for 2 today. Takes a curve on there for call strike 2. Nothing in 2. So all the lights are on. And it makes quite a difference. Although the lights do not take as much effect with daylight as they do, of course, in complete darkness. But that's a help. It dispels the shadows. Throw, high outside. That's a very sound decision by Commissioner Chandler, because it not only adds to the efficiency and the fairness of the game, but it prevents any possible injury. 1-2 pitch, curve swung on. There's a high fly ball into left center field. Snider coming over. Wait, left fielder almost over. And the left fielder makes the catch. So put out for left fielder Louis Olmos. One up, one away, top of the ninth. The fans in the ballpark are remaining, waiting to see if there will be something in the last half of the ninth inning. I imagine that's what you folks are doing, listening to this Gillette broadcast. The Yankees 10, and the Dodgers 6. Second baseman Jerry Coleman had a fine series, right-hand batter, stepping in. As hard as pitchers throw the ball, we're only 60 feet and 6 inches away. When it begins to get dark in a ballpark, it's very hazardous for hitters. Throw, high inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out, top of the ninth. Coleman leaning in. Pitch is swung on, foul back. One and one. One away, nobody on. Jerry leaning in. Minow's pitch is a fastball too low. Two balls, one strike. Bill Dickey coaching at first, hollers at the Coleman, get on that bag. One of the perennial first base coaching war cries. Two-one pitch, swung on, drilled out into right center field. There's Hemansky going back. The ball's hit over his head. And there's Holman around first base, coming in a second, and stands up for a double. So he belts one. That gives him now a total of 2 hits today and 5 so far for the series. He just moved right in as though he'd been playing in them all his life. This happens to be his first one. And he's hit his base hits to all fields. And now pitcher Page comes on. That's the third double for Coleman as he stands down at second base. One out, Page, left-hand batter, stepping in. The Yankees, that gives them 11 hits, and they've gotten at least one hit off of all 6 of the Brooklyn pitchers. Got 3 off Barney, 3 off Batter, 2 off Erskine, and 1 each off Hatton, Felica, and Amena. Page takes a fastball in on his hands for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 gone. Outfield toward right. They play him to pull. So swings, it's right back to the mound. Minow runs Coleman back into second and throws over to first, and Page is out. 1-3 if you score, and he pitches it at the first baseman. Minow to Hodges. 2 men are gone, and the batter is Phil Rizzuto. Phil has not had a hit today. The Yankee hits have been hogged by Brown and Woodling, each having 3. Coleman's had 2. Rizzuto swinging, foul tips it. The ball, one strike. New York 10, Brooklyn 6. Single, of course, would like to pick up this run. Coleman represents his second, a little bit more ninth inning insurance. Fastball high outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Rizzuto, tough man up there to dish. He's hard to get past. Big tall left-hander delivers a slow curve. Drilled out in the right field. Hermanski coming on and makes the catch to the line drive. Ball was well hit, so that's all for that bid. Top of the ninth inning. So, here we are. This is it. Last half of the ninth. The Yankees, 10, and the Dodgers, 6. So we'll know something definite in the next few minutes. That's for certain. One other thing, is it will pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Neutral Broadcasting System.
Hear the World Series exclusively over WOR. See it on WOR TV Channel 9. WOR and WOR FM, New York.
Last half of the ninth inning. And Eddie Mixis will hit for Jorgensen to get a right-hand batter up against left-hander Joe Page, who's relieving. There's nobody throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Manager Stengel has complete confidence in Joe Page. Nobody throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen, and no reason to be until several fellas get on base and score. The Yankees 10 and the Dodgers 6. Now is this to be the denouement or not?
Brooklyn number 34, Eddie Mixis, batting for Jorgensen.
Mixis, who makes the 19th player that manager Shotten has committed to the ball game. Mixis hitting for Jorgensen. Last of the ninth inning. Right hand batter. Hot field round toward left. Well, Big Page is Stengel's man. He's got nobody behind him in the bullpen right now. Joe sort of rubs his left arm across his nose. Now looks down, takes a sign from Barra. Mixes in a crouch. And Page starts to pump and then decides that he won't pitch, backs off. His footing isn't just right. Lights are on. Came on top of this ninth inning. Throw. Swung on, line drive into left field for a base hit. It'll be for two. There's Mixis around first base. The ball kicking around in left, and there's Mixis coming in a second with a whistling double. Rizzuto runs out in the left and brings the ball in. So Eddie Mixis opens up with a line drive double, and Jim Turner, on orders from manager Stengel, motions down to the bullpen for a right-hander. So there's going to be somebody throwing down in back of Page now. And Duke Snider is at the plate. He's had hits his last two times up. 2-for-4. And Allie Randall, the pitching star for the Yankees, is in the bullpen throwing. There's a curve outside to Snider. Ten to six, favor New York. Mixis has opened up with a pinch hit double last half of the ninth inning. Snider at the plate. The Yankees fidgety. Page pitches and Snider swings and misses with a fastball in down around his knees. He went after it. One ball, one strike. Snider to be followed by Robinson, Hermanski, Hodges, that section of the batting order. Fort Frick, National League president, looking on intently. Sitting over there with Mrs. Frick, back of the Brooklyn dugout. There's a curveball in to Snider. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Mixis, not getting very far off second base. Allie Reynolds throwing in the bullpen for New York. Snider swings and misses for strike three, and Page strikes him out. And thus Snider, in a five-game series, has now struck out 8 times, and this ties the World Series record for the most strikeouts in an 8-game series. It was originally set by Rogers Hornsby. Robinson at the plate. And Stengel steps out in front of the Yankee bench, gets the attention of the infield, and Page to caution against the bunt for a base hit. Robinson swings and fouls the ball on top of the stand out of play. No balls, one strike. Outfield, round toward left. Page works, Robinson swings, a high foul back on the screen. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Yankees, 10. The Dodgers, 6. Makes us at second, one out. Last of the ninth inning. Lights are on for the first time in the history of World Series play. Mr. Chandler, after conferring with the two senior umpires, ordered them turned on. Excellent move. It's getting dark inside the park itself. Mexis just standing down on second. Page delivers. Robinson swings, and there's a nubbed foul ball into the third base stands. That ball was in on Jack's hands. No balls, two strikes. And Page bearing down. This is one of his most important ballistic assignments. Reynolds, who pitched a shutout and won the first game, 1-0. Nailed down the last 10 Dodgers. Yesterday, he is throwing in the bullpen for the Yankees. Stengel isn't worried about tomorrow. He doesn't want any tomorrow. He wants it today. Throw, swung on and missed. Robinson tries to check his swing and can't. He struck out. There was a dancing curveball on the outside that got him, and Page is bearing down. He's rolling. And the Yankees, who hold the record, of course, for teams getting in the World Series the most frequently, winning the most World Series games and the most World Series titles, are trying to, in their 16th series, nail down their 55th series victory and their 12th series won. They're only one out away from it. Gene Hermansky up and takes a curveball over. Call strike. Outfield step toward right. 10-6, favor New York. Throw, swung on and fouled off. Into the stands, back at third base. No balls, two strikes. Well, this is the third meeting between the Yankees and the Dodgers in the Fall Classic. And they'll be meeting some more. Both great farm systems. Maskey holding it, club down by the end. The Dodgers down to the last strike of their last out. Trailing by four with a man at second. Page. Finest relief pitcher in the trade these days. Trying to finally put the Yankees in the clubhouse victorious. Let's see. The pitch. Too low under the knees, and it is ball one. One ball, two strikes. One and two. Hermansky square stance. Reynolds begins easing up, throwing down to Nahas in the bullpen for New York. Page studies the sign. Big fellow ready, delivers. A curve low. Ball two. Ball game is still alive. Two balls, two strikes. The count is 2-2. Two men are gone. Page takes out a big red bandana and mops the beads of perspiration off of his face. Now he steps there on the mound, looks down with those cold blue eyes of his, takes the sign from Stocky, Crouch, Yogi Berra, catcher back of the plate. Mixer still standing at second after opening up the last of the night with a pinch hit double. 2-2 pitch. Just low outside, just missing, and Page a little bit unhappy about that decision. It's a full count of 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2. Page on the mound, works 3-2. Ball four, and Hermansky walks. That's the first to go. Base on balls. First walk given up by Joe Page. And Gil Hodges walks to the plate. The big strapping first baseman hit a home run. With two on to get Rashi out of the game and get the Dodgers up to within 4 runs behind. They were at one time trailing by 9. The ball game remains as it was since Hodges last swung that bat for the home run. 10-6. The tying run is Roy Alomo waiting on deck. 10-6 New York. 2 men on. Hodges takes a high curve ball for ball one. And Reynolds is now throwing steadily in the bullpen. Stengel jumps to the front of his dugout again. Boy, he's acting like a flea with a hot foot. Moves third baseman Brown a little deeper. The 1-0 pitch in there for a call strike. It was a fastball. 1-1. Fades in a set position. Delivers outside a fastball to ball 2. And Page hollers on the decision on that one. He didn't like it. 2-1. Oh, that tension is closing in. Hodges under orders, of course. The manager shot and pitch by pitch. The 2-1 pitch is swung on, a high foul, back out of play on the screen. It's now 2-2. 2-2. Page again with that red bandana. Stengel walking down to the water cooler. That wobbling, familiar walk of his. Two balls, 2-2. Stengel standing up, he's not even sitting down. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. And the Yankees are champions again. For the 12th time, the Yankees are champions of the world. And Joe Page is being surrounded by his teammates. Casey Stengel out there to shake him by the hand. And so, I guess the story right now is Casey Stengel, who was with the first, played in the very first game in this ballpark at Ebbets Field, 1913. It was a long time, but he comes back as manager of the world champion New York Yankees. So that does news it. That wraps it up. So that's all for that one. I'd like to congratulate both ball clubs. I'd like to congratulate the work of the umpires on the handling of the game by Commissioner Chandler and his staff. And without further ado, Mel, it's nice to work with you, and congratulations on your assignment. Give my best to Stengel and the Yankees. The Yankees, champions of the world in 1949, winning it 4 out of 5 and finishing with Joe Page artistically nailing it down. Okay, Mel, here you are. The best of luck.
Thank you very much, Red. And again, let me just say that it was a tremendous pleasure, as it always is, and I hope it we'll have the opportunity of working together again in the future. And so the Yankees win their 12th World Championship in 16 series in which they have participated, and that is the fourth time that they have won a World Championship in 5 games. The totals, the Yankees 10 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 9 left on. The Dodgers 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, and 9 men left on. Vic Rashi is credited with the win, his first World Series victory, while the loser is Rex Barney, his second defeat. He has 1-1. Banta, Erskine, Hatton, Palika, and Minner in relief, and Joe Page. You might call that a bit of poetic justice in a way. Joe Page, the big guy who had so much to do with the Yankees winning the pennant, as he came in over 60 ball games in the course of the year in relief and was one of the key figures, so much so that he is one of the few pitchers who have ever been considered in the voting for the Most Valuable Player Award. And as you always say, it's just a shame when you get two great ball clubs together that there must be one of them that will lose. So hats off to them both. We hope that you enjoyed this World Series. This is Mel Allen saying smooth sailing, smooth shaving, and good afternoon from your host, the Gillette Safety Razor Company, and Red Barber.